hurricane. It's calm now, but I know that it's about to change. I see the fight in the rise from a lot of pain. I feel the energy rise and something change. Yeah, I'm in deep now. My ears ring, it's about to get loud. My heart beats, I'm about to black out. So watch out. They ain't no going back now. 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 Yeah, I'm ready to ball.
Oh, can you feel that? It is the final episode of the Brawl Special with the Bowker Brawl. Very, very excited. It is just a few days away now. Happy travels to all those making it out to it. I will be watching from afar. And let's, without further ado, get into the last few lists to go over, and then we'll do some overall thoughts and finish her off. All right. Number 17, Penguin Plunder Party. This has quite an eclectic collection of players on it, a couple of WTC players, and a couple of new guys, a lot of my buddies. So very excited to see how this particular group does. They have an Orgoth player, a Scorn player, a Brine Bloods player, a Dusk player, and a Storm Legion player. So a pretty frightening composition. The Scorn player is playing Exalted, and Exalted in the overall meta is in a pretty good spot, honestly. The lists are fairly terrifying, so we'll get into them here in just a moment. All right, so starting off, getting into the Orgoth lists, we have a pairing of Hrusk and Oryax. So eschewing Sabreth for Oryax, which I think is a strong move. Into the current meta. I think especially in an event with a lot of terrain, which this event is going to have, that Oryax has quite a bit of an edge along with the Starcross. So let's get into the list. Hruska's up first with a Jackal, an Arcnode, a Mace, and a Clawed Fist. Second Jackal, Arcnode, Mace, Clawed Fist. And that's the battle group. Then we've got Double Groton Champions, Double Groton Keeper, we've got Malgriff, we've got Double Reaver Commander, we've got Therian Vanek, Double Nashers, Double Rock Harriers, and Double Olcor Axers, Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Power Spell, True Inspiration. I really like this style of Hrusk list. We're going back to minimal battle group. We are going heavy on all of the quality solos. We've got Malgrath in there to just eliminate tough. We've got a ton of tough multi-boxed infantry. We've got Rock Harriers for that threat projection. Reaver Commanders for all of their tricks. You got Therian Vanek to bring people back. Provide a Hex Blast when needed. Just a lot of good stuff in this list. And with the double Arcnode and a very active Hrusk, as he can be in this style of list, you got a lot of spots where, you know, Thunder's coming and is going to be tossing people all over the place in the list. So he is in a very good spot with the Hrusk list. I like this quite a bit. And then over to the Oryax list. On the Oryax front, we have two Jackals, Arcnode, Arcnode, each with a Mace and Clawed Fist. We have a Tyrant with Hunterhead, Belcher, Quad Bolt Thrower. We've got Double Groton Champion, Double Groton Keeper, Double Reaver Commander, single unit of Assault Reavers with Reaver Standard Bearer. We've got Double Rock Harriers and Double Orcur Axers. Careful Reconnaissance, Grave Robbing, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, and Savagery. Like this list, again, quite a bit. I'm a big fan of full boat solos, particularly in 2024. Lists without enough solos are just not able to sustain in scenario as much as they need to. And the Orgoth solos do a very good job at being a big threat and also being pretty good soaks into keeping the scenario as tight as it possibly can be. Again, here in this list, six solos, and I think that's the appropriate amount. I like the battle group quite a bit. Again, I'm not ever going to argue double arc node jackals. Jackals just do a lot of work. They take a lot to get through generally. And the Hunter Belcher quad bolt thrower tyrant is, you know, kind of a staple, almost symbol of the faction at this point. So really like it. I've got the assault reavers, very good. The double rock carriers also very, very good. And then, double axers. I mean, axers are some of the best infantry in the game. So you're never wrong, generally taking axers. Now, this list does not lean as heavily into Starcrossed as some other variants, because, again, the bulk of your infantry is going to be defense 12, but forcing the 12s under Starcrossed is still pretty good. But Oryx has some nice tricks up his sleeve. He's got Curse of Shadows. He's got Icy Grip. There's a lot of neat and niche plays with Oryx, particularly in a team environment. And if he gets souls, he can really get going and be just a menace into the opposing list. And then over to Exalted for Scorn, we have a pairing of Zal and Beastmaster Zakar. In the Zal list, we have an Agonizer, double Kriya, double Supreme Guardian, Abaddon, double Extoler Novitiate, Hakkar, a Paingiver Bloodrunner, Master Tormentor, 6 units of Immortals. Say it again, 6 units of Immortals and 2 Supreme Guardians, backed up by double Kriya and Agonizer. Good luck. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Grave Robbing, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. The second list is Beastmaster Zakar, Agonizer, double Artist Soldiers, Abaddon the Keeper, double Ancestral Guardian, double Adeptus Markov, Carver, double Immortal Vessel, a single Pain Giver, Blood Runner, Master Tormentor, 2 units of Immortals with Extoler Advocate, and 2 units of Immortals without UA. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Duck and Cover, Hit and Run, and Power Swell. So again, both of these do very well into the general meta. You've got a lot of just cheeky infantry backed up by big power in the Zal list. And then Zakar, you've got just a lot of great tools. Again, you've got a brick of infantry. You've got Carver to help get through things. You've got the soldiers just mucking everything up. And then Zakar making sure everything hits as hard as possible. So really, a strong combination there with Zal and Zakar. Onward to Brine Bloods. In Brine Bloods, we see a combination of Captain Shadow Tongue and Ragemonger. For the Shadow Tongue list, you've got a Deepborn Dire Troll with Bellower, Minnow, Narwhal, Spear Gauntlet, and Squid Blaster. You've got a Dire Troll, Cantankerous Head, Lunker, Anchor, and Shark Skull Gauntlet. Reef Troll, you've got a Matey Head with an Al Tankard, a Ship's Gun, and a Boarding Axe, Double Booty Boss, Madame Moriarty, Niska, the Totem Huntress, a single Battle Brig, double Pig Dirges, a unit of Marauder Crew with a Quartermaster, 2 additional units of Marauder Crew with Bosun, single unit of Pig Boarding Crew with Pig Coxswain, defenses of Barrier, Spike Trap, Blessing of the Gods, defenses Power Swell, Sapper, and Savagery, and then Sharky, you've got Deepborn Dire Troll, Cantankerous, Spearback, Anchor, Skull Gauntlet, another Deepborn Dire Troll with Bellower, Spearback, Anchor, and Shark Gauntlet, a third Deepborn Dire Troll with Bellower, Spearback, Anchor, and Shark Gauntlet, and a fourth Deepborn Dire Troll with Bellower, Spearback, Anchor, and Shark Gauntlet. We've got a Reef Troll with Matey, Al Tinkered, Harpoon, and Boarding Axe, Adam Moriarty, Niska, a Pig Dirge, 2 units of Marauder Crew, each with a Quartermaster, a unit of Pig Boarding Party with a Coxswain, Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Infiltration, Power Swell, and Sapper. I really like both of these lists quite a bit. I think the inclusion of the Double Dire Troll in Shadow Tongue makes sure that you have enough hitting power to outlast the opponent. The 3 Marauder Crew, I think, is sort of the sweet spot with Shadow Tongue, particularly when you're running the larger battle group on him. The solo mix is nice. I think Niska is a nice sneaky pick. That provides quite a bit of value. And then on the Bragan side, I mean, you've got 4 Dire Trolls and a Shark. for jumping, and then you've got two Marauder crews with the quartermasters just to provide a lot of localized support and take out anything that's difficult for the team to take. So very cool list here. Additionally, we've got Dusk. A Dusk list, we have a pairing of Tyrus and Helleth. So bucking the trend of Cyrophel here. And I like it quite a bit. I think Tyrus provides quite a few tools to the faction and provides some aid in some matchups that Cyrophel doesn't perform nearly as well in, at least generally. We've got Tyrus, Israfeld, Dreadguard Sire, a Dysus, the Eye of Darkness, Kruger, a Void Engine, a Dreadguard Archer. We've got double Dreadguard Cavalry, Dreadguard Slayers, Seeker, double Blade Master, and single Guardian, Arcane Forces, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. Then we have a Helleth list with Ghast, Arcanode, Heavy Blade Fist, Light Blade Fist, a Carver, Ultimus, Dysus, the Eye of Darkness, Kruger, Wrath of Blattergeist, a Mulgrith, a Prisoner, double Archers, double Cav, double Slayers, Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Infiltration, and Power Swell. The Helleth list is very interesting. Again, we see double Slayer, double Cav, double Archers, so really going all in on using the boosted stats here under feet to really make these guys rock hard on the defensive side and break through the opponent in the standard. Again, Carver and Helleth are peanut butter and jelly, in my opinion. You've got Kruger, who should be in every Dusk list, and probably is. But yeah, like this pairing quite a bit, like these lists quite a bit from the Dusk side. Not an easy out for sure. And then rounding it out, we have Storm Legion. Storm Legion, we have a pairing of Calder and Sparkhammer. On the Calder list side, we have two Corsairs with advanced deployment, Heavy Storm Thrower and Electrified Shield. A third Corsair with Shield Guard, Mag Bolter, and Electrified Shield. We've got a Striker with Plasma Nimbus, Voltaic Halberd, Galvanic Shield, the General, Specialist Tyson Voss, Double Weather Station, Double Zephyr, Double Mechanics, and Single Storm Guard Legionnaires. Blessing of the Gods, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Sapper, and Savagery. Then with Sparkhammer, you've got just the General in his battle group. You've got a Legionnaire officer, Lieutenant Sarah Brisbane. She is running a Striker with Plasma Nimbus, Electro Bombard, and Galvanic Shield. We have Specialist Tyson Voss, two Weather Stations, two Zephyrs, a single unit of Mechanics, single unit of Stormcallers, a single unit of Storm Lance Legionnaires, double unit of Tempest Assailers, Blessing the Gods, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Sapper, and Savagery. This is a little bit different construction than we've seen from most of the other Sparkhammer list. Again, we do see Weather Stations, we do see Zephyr, we do see Stormcaller, but the numbers here are light compared to what we've seen elsewhere. We also see a big investment in a Striker that Sarah Brisbane is bringing to the table with the Electro Bombard. And the double Tempest Assailers, I don't think we've seen before, at least in this event, for Sparkhammer. So very intriguing list. Be interesting to see how this pair works out. I think Calder's very good in the meta now. Sparkhammer is an absolute house. So we'll see how this goes and how they can pair this off to take best advantage of what it's attempting to do. That's Penguin Plunder Party. And then our last team is Murder of Burbs. In this list, we have double mercenaries. We have Soldiers of Fortune and Blindwater Congregation. We have Dusk. We have Wintercore. And we have Legion of Dawn. All right. On the Soldiers of Fortune side, we have Magnus and Ashlyn. Magnus is running a mule, double Nomad, Renegade, Swabber, Talion, and Toro, and Stannish Brocker, triple Arcanist, double Steelhead Ironhead, a Devil Dog, and Steelhead Rifleman. Defenses of Barrier, Spike Trap, and Powder Keg. Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Defenses, Hit and Run, and Savagery. We have Ashlinda Ellis with a Nomad, a Mule, a Swabber, a Toro, We have Magnus the Unstoppable and Invictus. We have Reinhold. We have Triple Steelhead Arcanist, Steelhead Gunner, two Steel Ironheads, and Unit of Devil Dogs, Unit of Steelhead Cannon Crew, Unit of Steelhead Volley Guns, with Barrier, Fire Pit, and Powder Keg. Defenses, Hit and Run, Power Swell, Savagery, and Sentry Duty. On to Blindwater Congregation. We've got a pairing of Jaga Jaga and Malik. On Jaga Jaga's side, we have a Bull Snapper, Double Iron Spitter, a Bog Trog Mistspeaker, Bog Trog Trawler, a Captain Crawtooth, a Carver Ultimus, a Gator Man Soul Slave, a Quack Slickspine and Gub, Croak Sorcerers, Under Chief Meyer, with a Black Hat Wrestler, a Void Leech, Gatorman, Boilmaster and Spirit Cauldron, and a Gatorman Posse, Spike Trap, Fire Pit, and Barrier for defenses, Blessing of the Gods Breakthrough defenses, Duck and Cover, and Power Swell. Your time is up. Malik the Dreadbound, Blackhide Wrestler, a Blind Walker, a Drocodile, Bog Trog Mistspeaker, Bone Shrine, Captain Crawtooth, Gatorman Soul Slave, Gatorman Witch Doctor, Gatorman Bokur, and Bog Trog Swamp Shamblers, Triple Gatorman Posse, Barrier, Spike Trap, Fire Pit for defenses, Blessing of the Gods defenses, Duck and Cover, Infiltration, and Power Swell. So really neat to see Malik here in the pairing for Blindwater. Love seeing Drocodiles on the table. So be interested to see how these lists pan out. Additionally, we've got Dusk pairing of Helleth, and who else but Cyrothel. In the Helleth list, we have a Ghast with Reposition, Blast Fist, and Force Last. We have Israfel, Dysus the Eye of Darkness, Eris, Shadow of Retribution, a Void Engine, Double Dreadguard Archer, Double Dreadguard Cavalry, Single Dreadguard Slayer, a unit of Seeker Adepts, and a unit of Soulless Guardians. Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires, and Sapper. Again, the bit of variance here is a little bit different. Gas configuration and Iris being the two bits of additional tech that we haven't seen in too many of the other lists. So that's kind of a neat piece there. Additionally, we have Cyrothel, and her list is a Gas with Arcnode, Heavy Blade Fist and Lightblade Fist, Israfel, Dysus, Eye of Darkness, Kruger, Magnus the Unstoppable, Void Engine, Double Dreadguard Cavalry, Seeker Adepts, Soulless Blade Master and Soulless Guardians, Barrier, Spike Trap, Careful Reconnaissance, Defenses, Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. So Magnus on the list is interesting. We've seen him a few different spots with Cyrothel. Makes a lot of sense, provides a little bit of additional hitting power to the list, provides a little bit of ranged positioning, and I think it gives quite a bit of general protection to Cyrothel as well, having the melee threat of Magnus, or of Invictus, to keep armies honest. Jumping over to Wintercore, we have Valare Boryashik. We have paired with Valare Saverin. On the Valare side, we have Triple Direwolf. Each of the Direwolf, or two of the Direwolves, have shield guard heads, cannon arms, and plow shields. Third Direwolf has Overtake, Ice Hammer, and Flame Fist. We've got a Great Bear, Triple Great Bear. First of the Great Bears has an aggressive head with Deep Freezer and Battle Axe. Second of the Great Bears has a Slammer head with Heavy Cannon and Blasting Fist. The third of the Great Bears has an aggressive head, Battle Mace, and Heavy Cannon Shield. We've got Colden Lord Damian Krovnik. We've got Volkova. We've got a Winter Corps officer. We've got three units of Arcanist. We've got a Winter Corps sniper. And dogs. Alari is very interesting here. This is a very beef heavy winter core, very heavy Borask list, very much designed to make sure that the feat goes and keeps going. Like this list quite a bit. I think the Great Bear build is on point. The Triple Arcanist, also interesting in the list, as it's fueling everything, and then later it can be used to ensure to contest or score certain objectives. So good one there. And then you've got Valari. Valari is running a battle group of a direwolf with shield guard, cannon, and plow shield. Another direwolf with shield guard, long axe, and plow shield. Medivitsa, Alexa, Queen of the Damned, a battle mechanic, a controller, a Sergeant Sergei Kroll, a Winter Corps officer, a Arcanist, or two units of Arcanist, a unit of Man of War suppressors, a unit of Man of War wrecking crew, a unit, or three units of Winter Corps snipers, each with a hunting dog, careful reconnaissance, hit and run, Old Faithful, put the fires out, and sentry duty. So just a ton of firepower and beef in the Valari list, comparatively. Really trying to work a lot off the snipers. It's a lot of advanced deploy as well. You can go very wide with this because of the reposition. It's granted from the dogs. You've got a single unit suppressors, which may be a little light, but you're backing it up with wrecking crew. Yeah, this list has a lot of good potential on kill order. And then rounding it out with Legion of Dawn. Legion of Dawn running a single list, running Vyros with Griffin, Hydra, Imperatus, Manticore, a Dawn Guard Trident, Elithair, Blade of Nessir. We've got a Dawn Guard Dester Thane, Dawn Guard Desters. We've got two units of House Shael Arcanists and Rasavas Defenders. Breakthrough, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and True Inspiration. So nice tight Vyros list there, which gets us through all of the lists. So what does it all mean? Well, it all means that we've got list for a team tournament. It's not a giant meta read. It's not a giant read on anything but the event that is here. But one thing is exceedingly certain. Dusk is very popular in the Northeast, as are Orgoth, as are Storm Legion. So from a percentages standpoint, if we're looking at number of armies played, and we're looking at team compositions, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got 5 armies that doubled up one army. Every team took at least one new faction. A majority of armies took 3 or more of the new armies. Still some that took 2 of the old, but a majority have taken 3 or more. You're seeing 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 out of 18 teams have a Dusk player. 10 out of 18 teams have a Orgoth player. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 out of 18 teams have a Signar, or have a Storm Legion player. 5 teams have brought Winter Corps, at least one. So it creates a field. So it creates a field that's going to be new meta heavy. One of the things that I thought was very interesting is you've got a pretty decent smattering of Shadow Flame Shard. You've got about 4 teams, 4 to 5 teams that are taking them. Which I think is very interesting. You've got a decent smattering also of Brine Bloods, a couple teams doing, or one team doing a double up on the Brine Bloods. 6 teams are taking, or 7 teams are taking Brine Bloods in that mix. You've got about 3 teams that are taking Infernals, or sorry, 4 teams that are taking Infernals. You got 4 teams that are taking Grimkin, 2 teams that are taking Scorn, and 3 teams that are taking an older variant of Kador, 2 that are taking Armored Core, 1 that's taking 5th Division. So what you're not seeing is a ton of Krix. There's one Krix player in on one team, but I suspect that will change once the new Krix releases. It's an interesting place in this particular meta. The double up teams are very interesting. If I were to sort of give, and I'm about to give sort of my top 3 of teams I think are going to do well at this event, I'm very high on OK Boom Howler. One, because the caliber of players that are on that team, as well as their composition. It's Ravens of War, it's Shadowflame Shard, it's Orgoth, it's Dusk, and it's Brinebloods. And that combination is going to be very difficult to pair into effectively for a lot of teams. It's a situation where, and again, you're not looking to win every match, because that's not how you win in the team tournament. You win by winning the match. And by winning the match, you've got to engineer three matches that are playable and that you win. And this is constructed in such a way, OK Boomers is constructed in such a way that there's a lot of difficult outs. Sort of my in that same tier is 1F by Land, 2F by Snow, which is the Canadian team. And again, they're constructed with Storm Legion, Ravens of War, Brinebloods, and Double Kador. The Double Kador is interesting. I know I have been down on Kador generally in the meta. I do think 2024 does them quite a few favors. And I think that the way that this team can pair up and present Kador to then have to have certain armies deal with it that may not be ready to, because generally you're going to have an answer for one set of Kador on your team. You may not have an answer for two sets of Kador, or to go into two Kador-like factions on a team. So it's an interesting play. It's an interesting mix. Again, with the caliber and quality of player on that team, I think highly of the Canadian team. We'll see how it ends up playing out. Additionally, from a team construction standpoint, quality of player, I'm very high on Penguin Plunder Party. Again, they are Exalted. They're Scorn Exalted with a Dusk player, a Storm Legion, a Brinebloods, and an Orgoth. And I think that gives you into a situation where you're a very tough set of matchups. There are a lot of toolboxy factions that play very well and can pop off. So that's another honorable mention would be Double Decker Steve Sandwich with Dusk, Storm Legion, Winter Core, Storm Knights, and Orgoth. Again, matchup nightmare in a general sense. Also some very high-quality players on that team with some very well-constructed lists. I think they're going to be a tough out. Additionally, I'm pretty interested in Long Island Sea Dogs. From a construction standpoint, they are bringing all new stuff. You've got Shadow Flame Shard, you've got Double Brinebloods, you've got Storm Legion, and you have Dusk. I think that composition is very interesting and very difficult to go into for a lot of teams, particularly with the way that a lot of this field is constructed. I don't know that you've got two solid answers to Brinebloods across your five-man pairing. That is not going to give at least one of them a partially favorable or even matchup. The Shadowflame Shard here is exceedingly interesting. I think Dusk is going to perform very well. I think there's a reason that a lot of folks are heavy on Dusk right now. And one of the things is Dusk is a faction that rewards repetition. Not that all factions don't reward repetition, but Dusk especially is just so much nuance to it, and so much that appears on the table and how the rules interact through play, as opposed to what you're reading on the card, so to speak, that it's one of those situations where I think the Dusk is going to have a pretty decent weekend overall. I would expect that. I think Kador is going to perform better than folks may be thinking currently, from a general sense. Also, my super dark horse is Bulker Meme Dreams. That's because they're running double Grimkin. They've got double Grimkin, they've got Crucible Guard, they've got Sea Dogs, and they have Storm Legion. So there you've got a real interesting composition where you can win some games. You're going to force very tough matchups with the double Grimkin. I don't think a lot of teams are equipped to take on double Grimkin. Most teams are going to have an answer or a player that has had significant experience into Grimkin, as opposed to two players that have both of those things and don't have a better matchup elsewhere. So I think that sets them up to be in a position where they could do very well this tournament as well. So that those are my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Thank you for going on this giant journey with me. And keep rolling dice, and we'll be back soon with some more content.